You guys rock. I had to look down at you, Tom, and see if it was really you. That was wonderful. Thank you. During the years I was in California, I had several occasions to chaperone a high school PF group. Actually, it was a group of high school PF groups. And there were about 50 high school kids that we took on this trip. And we would travel from Los Angeles up to the foothills of the Sierra Mountains. And it is a place of amazing natural beauty away from the lights of the city. Well, the weather around there is almost always perfect, except for a little morning fog in the valley. So one night, a very clear night, the group began to drift off to their tents. But there was a small number who stayed after the fire had died down to kind of a soft glow. It was pretty quiet, considering we were there with a whole group of high school students, and we were just lying on our backs and looking up at the stars. Up there in the mountains, it's really overwhelming to look at the millions of stars that are there and so many more visible than in the city. None of us were any good at identifying constellations beyond the Big and the Little Dipper. So there we were, moments of quiet, when one of the group asked, "Why doesn't God just write His name in the stars? Why doesn't He spell out a message for us so everyone would know that He exists?" Well, the boy's question, I sensed, was one of needing assurance. He wanted to know that there was a God. He wanted to be sure that this God truly existed before he committed his life to the church and to God's ways. Now, this boy's question has been asked over and over throughout all of history. Deeply religious people, as well as those who have little awareness of or concern for religious issues, have raised this question. It's a question that has been raised many times in the pages of the Bible, going back to one of the earliest biblical characters, Abraham. Now, Abraham, when we read our lesson this morning, was a man on the verge of deep despair. He was feeling like there was no hope, no future for his family. He was to be the last of his generation, and so he spoke to God and he asked questions like, "How am I to know?" And God's response was, "Look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you're able to count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." How am I to know? How are you to know? It's been a question that's pondered by young people on the side of a California mountain or wrestled with by biblical giants like Abraham, and asked by millions of people who have encountered endless numbers of circumstances in their lives. We see the terrible condition our world is in, and we ask, how are we to know? Well, our usual response to this question is that somehow we want proof. We want to know, just like those young people, that God exists. I'm reminded of an image from a Frederick Buechner book called Magnificent Defeat. And in that book, Buechner shares what he thinks it would be like if God did write his name in the stars with such words as, "I exist," or "God is." People would stop and reflect upon this great event. Those who had always been religious would feel great assurance that what they had believed was indeed true. Perhaps those who had never had an affinity for or disposition toward religion would suddenly have a change of heart, realizing that there was a supreme being in the heavens. These people might sink to their knees because with that kind of realization, it seems like the only thing to do. Still others might run from their houses in terror from the sheer and tremendous vastness of God making himself known. The sick and the ill might feel a surge of hope, feeling indeed that there was proof at last of the reality of heaven. And those of us who are preachers and theologians, we might feel the greatest relief, knowing that what we talked about and taught had been right after all. I'm certain that if God wrote his name in the stars, these pews would be filled to the balcony. Perhaps wars would cease. Crime would come to a halt. People would work harder to live in community with each other. Now, all that sounds like a wonderful story, but it would probably not have that happy ending we would all like. If God wrote his name in the stars, I would expect that after a period of time, people would not be all that astonished or startled or amazed. God's proof would probably not affect the most cynical, the most skeptical of our society. People would probably want more proof, and more proof would lead to more proof after that, until all of us would say, so what? In fact, the conclusions of such an image would probably end with, if God exists, will that result in anything that will truly affect life? Well, although many in our scientific and technological age seem to want proof of God's existence, I'm not so sure that that's what they really want. I think most people want to know that God is present in the day-to-day experiences of our life, in our individual lives, as well as the life of our church, our community, our world. People don't really seek a God who will write his name in the stars. People seek a God who will be involved in the fabric of our living. A God who will be present in the muck and the misery and the madness and the wonder of our world. I think what we really seek is the miracle of God's presence in life. You see, Abraham didn't seek proof of God's existence. What he sought from God was God's support and God's comfort and God's guidance in his despair and his concern. What he sought is what many of us seek. If God's message was written in the stars, it would matter little. But to know that God speaks to us through other people, through our experiences and our feelings and the helter-skelter events of every day is what does make a difference for us. In his despair, in his struggles, in the depth of his hopelessness, Abraham came to realize that God was indeed present in his life and that God was indeed present in the world. Many of the polls today tell us that most Americans believe God exists, with a large number of those same people claiming to be Christian in one form or another. But perhaps what our nation suffers when it comes to religion is that so many people have some sense of God's existence, but don't seek to live as if the presence of God matters at all to them. God's presence for many doesn't seem to affect how they view the world or interact with others. It's as if people see the name of God written in the stars, but it doesn't make any difference to them. God reached down to Abraham and promised him hope for his life, hope for his family. And Abraham's response was faith. Faith is the ability to believe that God is and that God promises hope and renewal. It means living with some uncertainty, but it also means an opportunity for great rewards and promising futures for us. So through the great crises of our time and through the smaller crises of our individual lives, I believe that God bids us to come to Him. Yes, we have to take the condition of our world seriously. And yet know that God is with us. God is guiding us, leading us to a more hopeful future. As the Apostle Paul said, rejoice. The Lord is at hand. Those messages are not written in the stars, but they're spoken to us every day. They are real miracles that build faith for each of us. Faith to wait and watch and listen for the incredible presence of God which is in our midst. That same presence that lifted Abraham from the depths can lift us too. And as we realize that God's presence in our lives, our lives are changed. And so are we. Then we look at the world just a little bit different. We love one another just a little bit more. Amen.